Line drive to Turpin, and it bounces through his legs. Here he comes. Kevontae Turpin spinning free. Here he goes. Fastest man in the NFL. Kevontae Turpin takes it all the way. Touchdown, Dallas.
Cowboys and Commanders was a crazy game. A couple of missed extra points. If you're Washington and you lose a game on missed extra points and late kick returns for touchdowns that kind of take it away from you, you might say, like, you know what, we got a Hail Mary early in the season, so it is what it is. That's like me, Joe. If I'm playing golf and I hit like a 60-foot putt, when I miss the next 5-footer on the next hole, I'm like, well, you know what, I probably didn't deserve the 60-footer, so it's fine.
What if you're doing all that, though, on the easiest golf course in the area?
Because it's the Cowboys?
Because the Cowboys. Like,
yeah.
You can't lose to the Cowboys with Cooper Rush. They'd been getting smoked by everybody.
I know. It's pretty bad.
I mean, and the Commanders, too, they end up getting to 26. You know, they get that touchdown at the end. But they, this is the Kingsbury thing we opened with earlier. Their offense, which on every chart, graph, every number, were the best offense in football for the first 8 weeks of the season, like, they don't look nearly the same, and their defense isn't good enough. Like, I wonder what their odds would be right now as a bet to pick to miss the playoffs, because they're a Hail Mary away from 500 is another way you could kind of look at them.
And probably a Hail Mary away from, what, 4 straight losses?
Right. It would be 4 straight, I think, if they had done that. And Arizona's right there. Tampa, the Niners, if they get healthy, which probably won't happen. But I don't know. Like, I was in on the hype on them. And after yesterday, getting beat by Cooper Rush in any circumstance is pretty tough.
Yeah, it's real tough. Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Happy Monday. Chilly out there. And, the wintry turn may be upon us.
Yeah.
Bills and Niners coming up Sunday. That one looks like it will be. It will be cold. No, we're looking at temperatures in the 20s, so plan accordingly, you know. Make sure all the gear you've got works. Trial run.
Yeah.
We are at trial run season for stuff you'd wear to a game, you know.
Yeah. Also know where the snow brush is.
Yep.
Have you started the snow blower?
No.
Make sure it's running, right?
I know.
We did that with ours.
I thought I saw a couple things over the weekend, like some models predict the potential lake effect snow for this weekend and for maybe Sunday. The NFL, I'm sure, would love to get Sunday night football with snow. Like, absolutely.
We wouldn't want that, right?
Sure. Why not?
I mean, snow, just snow? Just snow? Not snow and wind or anything?
Just whatever. Like, I mean, it's lake effect snow.
Well,
it's
one of those games where I feel like the Niners are down pretty bad, and I don't want crazy elements playing any kind of equalizer, which if it's just snow, I'm good with that.
It'll
really
be fine.
It's usually more the wind on that front. But
that's right. They'll be fine. Has anybody, you know, the Bills dome/outdoors debate, is any of the hardcore dome fan, I wish they build a dome. You are able to watch the Browns and Steelers and not get a little romantic about it? If it snows, not a little romantic about how it looks great, not rooting for snow in Green Bay.
Right.
You know, I used to be the always dome, let's do a dome, and I am firmly no longer there and will never be there again. Maybe it's because of the memories of the perfect game against New England was unbelievably cold, and that is a part of the memory. Part of the memory is, you know, Fitz shirtless in the stands.
Under that red
light. These things that would happen. The Browns-Steelers game from Thursday Night Football, did I stay up and watch more of it because it was snowing a little bit? Very possibly. Right? Maybe.
Yeah.
This time of year, football feels right when there's some snow on the ground. And I know that you get the occasional game that is stupid. I've been to some of those games. You all have been to some of those games where it feels like you can't say anybody could do anything. George Pickens said the Browns only won because of the snow. He might be right. But I think the trade-off is worth it. I think the games in the snow, the games in the elements are fun. And fun as an observer as well. Fun as someone that's going to attend these games. And the new stadium is going to be easier for all of us to deal with the snow, and the players will deal with it the same way.
That's really where it's ideal.
And it would also be less windy. The whole concept of like of what the Bills are going to build, or what they are building, I should say, is that you'll still get the romantic snow games, and you probably won't get horrific weather. If you get an event that buries everybody, then you postpone the game because you can't get to it.
Well, and, right, I was going to say, often that those 2 points, we'll see if that happens again this year. You hope not. Every year that there is a game where the Bills have to cancel or postpone or potentially move a game, it's met with, oh, you should have a dome. Outdoor stadium, this is what's going to happen. When every time that happens, it literally doesn't matter what the stadium is.
Right, people
because
can
it's
get
about
there anyway.
Whether people can get there or not. So, yeah, it's kind of over at this point too, isn't it? Because the fact the stadium is going up. Not over to like whether they do it, but the conversation is over.
Absolutely.
Hearing about it, having it brought up is, I mean, you're always going to have that a little bit, I'm not hearing it nearly as often.
You've got a couple teams that are deciding what to do right now. Like the Bears are in conversations about what their next stadium will be.
Yep.
The
Browns. Kansas City's going to do this.
Kansas City. And I don't want a dome on any of those stadiums.
And I don't know that I've... The only one...
The Bears are thinking about it because...
Okay. Is Cleveland maybe is thinking about it, but same thing. Like, it's like, oh, one of the options, which maybe that's going to happen no matter what.
Maybe. It's always the same thing. And it to me, it always bore less fruit potentially than like a dome in Chicago, yes, could probably be busy 365 days a year like SoFi is, if it is even that. But I don't know. Like I'm vibing the weather right now. I know it's going to get colder out. We also talked about this briefly on Friday, if you missed our conversation following the Steelers and Ravens, or Steelers and Browns. Don't you think this Bills team, if you buy that stuff, if you buy about like playing in the elements and winning like that, don't you think this Bills team is better equipped than previous Bills teams?
I think that's probably right.
If you if you're into that, like I didn't think the previous Bills teams were ill-suited to play in the elements. The perfect game was really cold, and they dominated. They've won games in the snow. You know, Allen has played great in most conditions. He plays great in the rain. But if you are someone that thinks about needing to run the ball and be committed and diversity of the attack, then I feel like you should feel good about it this year compared to other years.
Yeah, I looking at their lines right now, I tend to think that's the biggest difference too to me. If you even want to believe in that they probably have the best offensive line that they've had. So if there had to be a game where they have to get physical and, like, you know, the conditions are so bad that we've got to run the ball more than we planned on going into it, that this team is better suited for that. But how the other thing, too, about that is those games are pretty rare, I think. The games where the conditions are so bad that it eliminates your ability to throw the football, you'll get them. But it's like once every 5 years, if that. Most of those weather games, you're still able to throw it. You're still able to do that. If there's some snow, you're fine. If there's a little wind, you're fine. You almost need 25 to 35 mile per hour wind gusts, I feel like, before you can even start thinking about, like, oh, I just can't throw the ball today.
For sure. And the most recent snow game we saw, Thursday Night Football, the Browns and the Steelers, because I'm glad you brought that up. I have a tweet here from Greg. Is it too soon to talk about the weather for Sunday, calling for potential snow? Is this a team we can beat if we can't pass effectively? Makes me nervous. I mean, just moderate snow is not a reason to think you can't pass the ball.
Right.
Russell Wilson,
right,
in the snow, 21 of 28 for 270. He averaged 9.6 per pass.
And the touchdown pass he had, his most impressive throw of the night was when it was like at its thickest. Like, yep. you could hardly even see the play on the TV.
Jameis Winston.
It. Yeah.
18 for 27, 219, 8.1 yards per pass.
Yeah.
Like, they both played fine. In fact, what neither team really did all that well is run it. Nick Chubb, 3 yards per carry. Jalen Warren, 4 yards per carry. Like, these guys did not have big plays in the running game, and both teams were able to throw it when they passed it. I feel like the Browns woke up and realized they can pass the ball. And that was a big part of how they won. So,
well,
I don't know. I don't see anybody predicting any sort of snow event.
Yeah, no.
Then again, lake effect can, you know, it can dial up pretty quickly. That's usually how it goes.
Well, looking at the AFC right now, would you get this any year that you're going to have like three teams at the top that all could have weather games once we get to the playoffs?
Baltimore, Buffalo, Pittsburgh,
Kansas City, a little bit. Like, usually with cold for Kansas City, not like snow.
Yeah.
Yeah, Denver's probably not going to host anybody as we get through this. But
that's right.
Yeah, the top three are now. Kansas City had a freezing cold game last year. The Bills have had their weather games. And Pittsburgh's usually the one. I'll take that one. If I can have one big weather game when we get to playoff time, right now it would be Pittsburgh-Baltimore in the first round. I could go for that game being like a crazy weather event.
Yeah. 803-0550, our number, 1-888-550-2550. Happy Monday. It's chilly out there. Start the car early if you can. Make sure it's warmed up. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.